Hello and welcome to this service of the word from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley. And today is Palm Sunday. So before we go any further, you could really do with having a cross, a palm cross or some other form of cross with you so that you can do the actions. So I'll give you a few minutes to sort that out. You may have found one around the village, take one of the ones we had for free taking round the village, or you might have one from previous year, or if not, you can always get some scissors and a bit of paper and make one. So you've got a couple of minutes to do that and then come back and rejoin me. That was quick. You've all got crosses now. Excellent. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with you and also with you. And I want you to pick up your cross and hold it up as we bless it. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who is obedient unto death. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who saves us. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus, we welcome you into the midst of us today. Make our voices join together to give you all our praise. May we honour you, King of Kings, in all we do and say. Amen. We worship with Christians on this Palm Sunday, near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us. And may it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. The collect for today, that special prayer for Palm Sunday. Lord Jesus Christ, who didst humble thyself by taking the form of a servant and was obedient even unto the death of the cross for our salvation, grant us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, to the glory of the Father. Amen. Instead of readings and a sermon today, we have two short monologues of Mary, Mother of Jesus, and Saint John from the foot of the cross.
I'm here and I'm trying to think what to do for him. Something always occurs to me. I'm never normally at a loss for what to do. No, don't bother with my name, you'll only forget it. Everyone else does. I've always got something to say for myself. I have to. It's the only way anyone would ever notice me. All those blokes who used to hang around lording it over us because they were his elite, his disciples, they were always noticed. We all know their names. I just don't notice them now. They've all run off into hiding. Well, there's the advantage of being unremarkable. No one notices me here now. Me, in a crowd of fools. But I'm not part of it. They pour out their cruel words, their cheap insults. They let all their scorn run over him. But I'll have no part in that. I have no words, and I can do nothing. Standing here looking at Jesus, I'm speechless, just like the last time I saw him only a few days ago. I was in the house of Simon the leper, and he was there too. And now I think of it, he looked sad then. He looked like a man with a lot on his mind, like he was carrying a great weight. I don't know what came over me, I really don't. I just knew what I had to do. It felt like the most obvious thing, but I couldn't have explained why. I had this jar of perfume Not any old perfume, but the really good stuff. You know, the really expensive stuff. I'd been saving for months and months for this. I mean it. It wasn't cheap. And I don't know what came over me. I had to do it. I walked right up to him where he was reclining at the table. And I poured the whole jar over him. Every last drop. And the perfume was incredible. The whole room was filled with it. I dare say the whole street was filled with it. And for a moment, I couldn't feel anything else other than this sense that I had done the right thing. But then I saw their faces, the faces that said it all. I mean, his disciples, the elite, the know-it-alls. They made me doubt before they said anything. Judas then took the waste of money approach. He was being very sensible, talking about the cost of the perfume and how I should have given the money to the poor. To the poor? To his pockets, more like. Anyway, I'm not going to think of him. Let him have his dirty money. It won't do him any good. But then I looked at Jesus, and he was looking at me, and he wasn't angry. And he provided the explanation. He told me what I'd just done and why. He said, "Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. She poured perfume on my body to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Jesus, I'm an ordinary woman. They didn't bother with my name. But you said that wherever your story is told, then my part in your story will be remembered. You took my impulsive love then and made it noble. And I couldn't understand what you meant. But I think I understand now. You knew all this would happen. You knew that you would die like this. You knew that you would face senseless fools pouring insults over you. And now I have nothing to say. I have nothing I can do for you. And this time, I'm too afraid to step out of the crowd and risk being noticed. But I'm here. Please know that I'm here. Please know that among all these mockers, among all these idiots who are screaming abuse at you, that I am here. I who poured perfume over you to prepare you for your burial. I am here, and I have no other words.
I am John. I followed Jesus for near on 3 years, but I'm ashamed to say I've been keeping my distance today. Things will get a bit hot for me if I am seen by the Romans. Jesus kept on telling us, the other disciples and myself, about his suffering and dying. I did listen, but I just never thought it would happen. And then when it started, it all happened so quickly. I cannot remember what I was doing or feeling. It's all a blur. I wanted to do one last thing for him, but when I was needed, I was not there. I would have carried his cross all the way to Golgotha, if that would have spared him any pain. But I was hiding at the back of the crowd. Instead, they got a total stranger to do it, Simon from Cyrene. He said he would not have been in Jerusalem today if it had not been for business. The Romans just grabbed him, a complete stranger, out the crowd and made him carry Jesus' cross. He reckoned they asked him because his colour makes him stand out. And what can a black man say in a crowd of white people? So he carried the cross all the way here. Hadn't got a clue why or what was going on. He watched with me for a while and he couldn't understand.
He kept on asking me, what's it all about? Why were they doing this to Jesus? What had he done to merit such degrading cruelty? What sort of crime deserves the cross? I did not have any answers for him. We watched together in silence as they nailed Jesus to the cross. We flinched each time the hammer fell, driving the nails deeper and deeper into Jesus' hands with each strike. I willed the hammer to miss, but it hit home every time, twisting and tearing his hands, hands that had brought so much care to others. Simon from Cyrene kept on asking me, what could he have done to deserve this? Once again, I had no answer for him. After they nailed him to the cross, hands and feet, they lifted it up high. Some people actually cheered. Can you believe it? They cheered. The cross thumped into place, and I saw the agony on his face. Simon and I watched speechless. We were strangers to each other. I'd known Jesus for ages, and Simon had only just met him. But we were both dumb and struck with the horror of it all. Now I stand here watching you slowly die. I remember you told us, Jesus, you would suffer and die. I didn't take it in then, and I don't understand it now. I want to do something to help you. Anything. But all I can do is stand and watch, helpless.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we come to our prayer of confession. And today it's a little bit different, and we pick up our crosses again. And we begin by holding our crosses over our heads. Jesus, we have sinned in what we have thought. Cross out our selfish ideas and fill us instead with your love of seeing the best in others. We hold the crosses over our mouths. Jesus, we have sinned in what we have said. Cross out our hurtful words and fill us instead with your concern to speak blessings into others' lives. We hold the crosses over our hands. We have sinned in what we have done. Cross out the evil we do and instead make us channels of your peace and love. We hold the crosses over our hearts. Jesus, we have confessed what comes to our minds. By your word and your spirit, pierce our hearts and help us to see deeper into our own condition so that we can be further healed. And once again, we hold our crosses high. Jesus, we thank you for your promise to forgive all who repent and believe your good news. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in this world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The prayers for today. Lord Jesus, we pray for all who give themselves sacrificially, for those whose lives are dedicated to serving others. Parents, carers, foster carers, doctors, nurses, and so many more. Especially today, we think of those caring for children or elderly relatives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those serving in war-torn countries around the world. Medics, those who work in missions, the media, and charities who bring food, shelter, and healing to those in need, sometimes putting their lives on the line. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in our communities who need our unconditional love, those hurting from broken relationships, abuse, bullying, domestic violence, children and adults whose lives are bereft of love and hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that we might be Easter people, laying down our lives to serve others, bringing hope to hopeless situations, the hope of the cross and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we join together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with each one of you and those that you love, and also with you. And so we come to our closing responses. Lord, we have received our palm cross today. We have seen you ride into Jerusalem, heard the hosannas, seen the crowds. But Lord, I do not really understand why you have to suffer and die. Help us during this week to understand better. And let us be still for a moment, as we prepare to follow Jesus on his Holy Week journey to the cross. As we cheer today and as we are sad on Good Friday, and as we celebrate Easter, let us be true pilgrims together. Amen. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and receive the gifts of your love, new every morning in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we come to the blessing. May each day bring you opportunities to be thankful, each night bring you rest and sleep. And may this holy week draw you closer to God the Father and to his Son, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. A few quick notices about the coming week. Friday is Good Friday, and there will be the walk coming from the chapel to the church. Lamentably without Noddy this time because he's now retired, but we'll do what we can. So that's at 10 o'clock at the chapel. Walk to the church, or if you can't do that, you know, just stand out in your garden and wave as we walk past. If your garden is on the route, there will be hot cross buns and tea and coffee and squash when we get to the church after a little service there. And then at 2 o'clock on Good Friday in the church will be the hour before the cross. And Sunday morning at 6:30, up on the hill for the sunrise service, which I'm really looking forward to. And hopefully this glorious weather will not come to an end, although we do need rain. And then after the sunrise service, there will be bacon rolls at the chapel. And then after that, there will be Holy Communion at St. Martin's. So there's a lot going on, and it would, you know, if you can get to some or all of it, then that would be absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for listening. I was a bit worried about this because my dementia cat, Millie, decided to come and help, and I thought she would be wailing Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the background, but she didn't. She's asleep, so that's good. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.